I'm going to tell you the truth today about the Brownsville Revival.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Revival, outpouring, visitation. It's happened in the past. Can it happen again today? Is there hope for a sweeping move of God in America? Are there signs that things have begun? What can we learn from what God has done in the past? This is Michael Brown. Welcome to The Line of Fire. I believe you're going to be stirred, edified, encouraged, challenged by today's broadcast. If you have a revival-related question you'd like to ask me, the number to call is 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. If it relates to revival, past moves of God, theoretical questions, questions about revival today, outpouring of the Spirit, I would love to answer some questions. 866-34-TRUTH. If you're not getting our frontline newsletter, we just sent out the most recent one. It's inspirational, informational, will bless you. It was written while I was in Jerusalem. So go right now to thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org, and click on subscribe, fill in the info there, take you a few seconds, and we will get that right out to you. So what causes me to talk about revival today? Well, on the one hand, it's always a subject I love to talk about. It's something that's been near and dear to my heart. I just came from doing a seminar, 3 days on the Holy Spirit and revival in Jerusalem. Before that, speaking to leaders of Pentecostal Assemblies of West Indies who had gathered in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we had some meetings preaching on spiritual hunger and revival and people crying out to God together. My book, Seize the Moment, How to Fuel the Fires of Revival, came out in January, followed by Turn the Tide, How to Ignite a Cultural Awakening in May. So these are things I burn with that are always in my heart and mind, but there's a specific reason I'm bringing it up today. Over the weekend, on Sunday, it was Father's Day, and I saw a note I got from a Christian psychologist, and it was just a picture sent to me, and it was of the long lines of people standing, waiting to get into Brownsville Assembly of God during the years of the Brownsville Revival, which began on Father's Day, 1995, and then went in full strength into the late 90s, began to wane around 2000. The fruit of it is still felt around the world today. So I'm not one for nostalgia of just, oh, the good old days. No, I'm blown away that I got to be part of this. I'm blown away that I got to serve on the front lines of this for 4 years and see the mighty things that God was doing and see the fruit of it remaining to this day and be impacted by a true visitation, a true outpouring of the Spirit. I'm in awe of that. It stirs me for greater hunger for God to this day and to see him move more powerfully around the world. However, there's not this, oh, looking back the old days, because we serve a God who is the God of now and builds on the past rather than just makes a monument from it. But I decided to post that picture, just with that memory, on my private Facebook page, Michael L. Brown, and then on our public page, Esther Line of Fire, to post that on our public page and began to see comments pouring in. And normally I don't read the comments on social media simply for time. I'd love to read what everyone has to say and even interact with them, but time does not allow for that, as there are hundreds of thousands of comments that come in on all our different platforms, etc. So this time I started going through comments, and one after another, after another, after another, the same thing I always hear around the world. God changed me there. God saved me there. God lit a fire in me, and I've never been the same. One after another, after another. You shall know the tree by its fruit. You shall know the tree by its fruit. I raised up the ministry school there. I did leadership sessions Friday mornings, general sessions Saturday for the public in the morning, and then heard Steve preach 800 times, I don't know, 1,000 times, I don't know what the exact numbers would be. know what was taught in our schools. So I know the doctrines that were taught. I know the soundness of what was preached. And I know the fruit of what God did. And that's how you judge the tree. There is the creedal test. And there is the moral test. The creedal test is, okay, what do you believe? What do you hold to? The moral test is, how are you living? So on both scores, with shining grades, by God's grace, Brownsville passes those tests. There's the test of time, though, by which these things are ultimately evaluated. And when I was in Jerusalem, after preaching on spiritual hunger and revival Sunday night, a woman comes up to me, and she said, I went there with my parents when I was 9 years old. And I said, what happened? She goes, marked me for life. I don't know the exact words, but basically that marked me for life, changed me. I went as a kid, and I was changed. So I'm just looking at some of the testimonies that were posted. Just looking at some of the comments. Carrie and Andy Pricer, they were graduated from our school and were the very first missionaries we sent out. They've been in Mexico now over 25 years. Yeah, that's lasting fruit. And they said, and still going strong all around the world with its missionaries. So people touched in Brownsville have been on the mission field, in some cases more than 25 years, bearing fruit for Jesus. Come on, critics, it's time to rejoice. Stop throwing the stones. Here's the latest video exposing the truth about Dr. Brown and the Brownsville Revival. It's like, we're enjoying the beauty of the blessings of God and the smile of Jesus and the wonderful fruit coming from the word that was preached and the tears that were shed were people trying to deny and attack. I just feel bad for you. You know, it's like being in one part of the country and there's drought and there's no rain and the cattle's dying and the crops are dying, and the people are getting weak, and there's another part of the country where the rain is being poured out, the crops are thriving, the animals are thriving, the people are healthy, and the people in the drought say, there's no rain today. Say, no, it's raining over here. You just feel bad for them. And that's the case with me. I never feel personally attacked. I just feel bad for people. Oh, how could you miss that? Just comment. This is one after another after another. Troy, that is interesting. I had a hard day yesterday, so I wound up watching Brownsville Revival Worship as I was seeking the Lord last night, not remembering it started on the very same day years ago. Mary, forever changed. The overwhelming power of conviction of sin and true repentance following the fear and awe of the Lord was taught. Love poured out. Never the same. Praise God. You're talking 25, 29 years later. Never changed. And what do they talk about? Conviction of sin and true repentance. Because these were the hallmarks. I was there. I know for a fact what happened. Night after night after night after night after night. Year after year after year. Tony. Yes, for me, I went from a personal relationship with the Lord to an intimate one. I was radically changed by the Father heart of God. It was a defining time from what I knew intellectually to who encountered me experientially. Fruit that remains, a love for the presence of God, a deeper desire to walk closely with him, a greater hunger for his word, an increasing desire to see others set free in the Lord and to be used to bring him glory, all because his divine influence upon my soul. More, Lord. Sherry, true repentance. And we were changed forever. Liz, as young youth pastors, we waited on those lines with a bunch of teenagers, many who are in ministry today. We will always cherish and remember our days there, life-changing. Do it again, Lord. Brian, my sister Paloma, I remember her, was the Spanish interpreter. She used to buy oil, and the pastor would pray over it, and people that wanted to take something through revival, she would give it to them for free. A lot of foreign people couldn't take heavy stuff back to their villages or towns or countries, so she would give them anointing oil. She was a very godly woman in heaven rejoicing. Wow, she's with the Lord now. Me and my family stood in line many times for quite a few hours. It was an amazing time. There was many people that helped during the revival. God bless them all. John, in 1996, I stood in that same line for hours, driving nearly 1,000 miles to get there. Words fail me to express how wonderful the power of the word, the fervency of the worshipers, and the presence of the Lord was there. Deanna, we traveled there several times, and we have never been the same. God is good. More, Lord. Erica, I remember waiting in that line to get in as a teenager. God's presence was thick in that place. Many lives were changed. Fran, wonderful memories of God moving powerfully. Russ, I was there in 1999 with two friends from New Jersey, and you prayed over us. The revival in Toronto also greatly affected our church. We began to have revival meetings on Friday evenings, a life-changing experience that led me to go to Bible college and into ministry. Sarah, I love what God did at Brownsville. Impacted my life forever. Kathy, wonderful memories. Do it again, Lord. Verlaine, yep, I was there twice. My husband got saved there. Awesome encounter with God there. Changed my life. And I'm seeing it changed my life. The same words. Chris, I loved waiting in the line. We were all so excited. And you're talking waiting 12 or 13 hours on the line, sometimes in the hot Florida sun or then in the rain and back and forth. We were all so excited and in anticipation of what God would do. I went twice from Missouri. One of the times we went to one of your teachings in the morning, and it wasn't an exciting service, but all of a sudden, when you said the word power, the power of God hit people unexpectedly. I was one of them. And I recall I just started wailing and crying out of a very deep place and was slain in the spirit along with many others. They had to carry me out to the line, and I laid in my lawn chair for a long time until I was able to function again. I will never forget it. Greg, we were there numerous times. What a powerful revival. Everybody's flesh was dealt with for hours standing in the Floridian sun to get in the doors later in the evening. But the anointing fell almost instantly the moment Lendell Cooley hit the first note in the keyboard. God bless the people of Brownsville Assembly of God Church for hosting it for years. And yes, it started on a Father's Day. And here's what's amazing. So I was reading through the comments. I didn't have to go deleting nasty comment after nasty comment after nasty comment. I didn't have to go deleting slanderous, ugly things because they weren't there. Because people who were there met God and were changed. I spoke with a critic who was really looking into this and really wanted to find out the truth of what happened and was ready to say a lot of negative things about Brownsville, but then got this overwhelming flood of people saying, oh, God, there, I repented of sin. I got set free. I submitted my life to Jesus as Lord. I've never been the same. And the same theme over and over of repentance and transformation and repentance and transformation. Revival, in its essence, is a season of unusual divine visitation. That's the essence of it. And it comes with that deep conviction of sin because things are off, things are wrong. And then out of that radical repentance, glorious renewal, supernatural refreshing, powerful transformation, lost sinners being saved, backsliders turning back, believers coming alive, and the impact is felt for many years to come. That's what happens in revival. I am, and I witness, and I will never be the same. We'll be right back. I'm going to take you into some secular news coverage of the Browns revival, and we'll get you your calls, 866-34-TRUTH.
Is brain health important to you or someone you love? Then please take a few moments and let me present a most amazing product formulated by leading physicians from Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins Medical. This is Michael Ellison, founder of Trivita. I watched my mother, who was wonderfully gifted and such a hard worker for most of her life until her later years, and then it was so sad to see the effects of neurodegeneration. Even to the stage, she did not recognize her son. Did you know that 2 out of 3 Americans aged 50 years or older experience some level of cognitive impairment affecting their lives? I was determined to find a formula that would support brain health. I commissioned 3 of the most talented and competent physicians to build a formula that would not only support mental health long-term, but would contribute to feeling brighter, more alert, and with less anxiety each day. After considerable research, a formula was developed, and now I have the joy of presenting NeuroShine exclusively from Trivita. The formula ingredients are equivalent to the science studies shown to improve focus and concentration, enhance mood, and memory acquisition. It has also been demonstrated to help prevent cognitive loss. I encourage you to call a Trivita Wellness consultant and discuss how NeuroShine will support your brain health or someone you love.
To feel better and brighter, try NeuroShine for yourself. Order today and use promo code BROWN25 to receive 25% off your order. As a new customer, 100% of your order proceeds from your first order will go to support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. Call 1-800-771-5584, 1-800-771-5584, or online at TRIVITA, trivita.com.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome to the Line of Fire. Just during the break, shooting a little note to Craig Keener with some anecdotes about the lives of John Wesley and Francis Asbury. 866-34-TRUTH, any revival-related question you have. And if you heard weird things about Brownsville, or just, hey, we'll set the record straight. All I care about is truth for the honor and glory of the Lord. And shout out of deep appreciation to our generous co-sponsor, Trivita. They continue to blow us away by giving 100% of your first order, 100% to the Line of Fire. So go for it on your first order, and then more than a tithe of all subsequent orders. So thank you, Trivita, and Trivita companies see literally around the world. I use their wellness products every single day. Okay, so as the Browns revival got national, international attention, so the media began to come and cover it. The New York Times came, and the New York Times had a lot more influence then. It's still influential, but a lot more then. And the guy writing the story from the New York Times, like Steve Hill, liked what was happening, and wrote a positive story. And for some reason, it didn't go on the front page of the religion section of the New York Times. It went on the front page of the main section of the New York Times with a title, something like The Revival That Came and Didn't Leave, some title like that. And it was a positive story on the front page of the New York Times. And the journalist told Steve Hill, hey, you're going to get a flood of media following us, but we've influenced it in a positive way. That's the gist of what he said. So, I mean, CNN, Rolling Stone magazine wrote an article on it. And in 2020, you know, these different news shows came. And, of course, they're going to report things in secular ways and through their words. And they're going to say things differently than we do. But many times we were amazed at neutrality or letting Steve and John Kilpatrick or different ones, Pastor Kilpatrick, have a say in what was going on. You know, in other words, fair interviews with them. So I just want to take you into, this is now national secular TV reporting on the Brownsville revival. Those watching, you get to see everything as well. Those listening, of course, you'll hear everything with complete clarity. And as the clip is about 4 or 5 minutes long, so sit back and enjoy.
Next, we're going to take you to Florida, where this man, a former drug addict with a long criminal record, is running a religious revival. People from all over the world are going there because they say he has the Word of God and it's changed their lives. How? We'll find out when we come back. How a glimpse into a world many of us don't know even exists. In Pensacola, Florida, a religious spectacle is underway. Night after night, people from all over the world come by the thousands, hoping for a divine encounter. Revivals usually last only a few days, but this one has been going on for more than 2 years. What are people looking for inside? Lynn Shear reports, nothing less than God himself.
Hollywood couldn't have created better special effects. Signs from above beckoning thousands, all still hungry for divine power. They've traveled the globe to reach this unlikely Mecca, an inner city church called the Brownsville Assembly of God in Pensacola, Florida. What's gotten into them? Why, when many American churches are struggling with empty pews, are these worshipers camping out before daylight to live in line up to 18 hours for a good seat?
I'm here because I know God is here.
The power of God is so real on me that my human body cannot handle it.
The message they have heard is relayed up and down the line. God is in the house.
Single file line.
The wait is finally over. It is showtime. Inside, the energy is infectious. Gospel rhythms underscore a torrent of enthusiastic praise. This, it would be fair to say, is a party for Jesus. When the music fades, the message turns urgent.
We cast out devils, we heal the sick, and we pray, and we pray, and we pray. Are we tired? We're exhausted, but then we pray, and we pray.
The man leading these prayer warriors is evangelist Steve Hill, a repentant sinner with a passion for redemption.
You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Hill is part showman, part salesman.
He didn't say that, friend. He said, behold the Lamb of God.
Sometime around 7 p.m., he takes center stage with Pastor John Kilpatrick to lead a five-hour worship marathon.
They all believe that God can touch them. And they all believe that in this place, miracles are taking place.
Clearly, this is not church as usual. The worshipers packing this sanctuary four nights a week, mostly Pentecostals, say they've been left empty by dry, stale religion. Many claiming that here, God touches them for the first time. It is called a revival, literally a breath of new life into a withering faith. God's presence, they say, has ignited this spiritual revival.
He's delivered me from so much, friend.
Friend, when Jesus Christ came into my life, what a change.
Man, wow, I want you to experience that. I want you to experience victorious living, the promises of God, your past forgiven and forgotten, freedom from addictions.
In this emotional cauldron, the faithful believe broken lives are healed.
This revival, it's about changed lives. It's about people that were hurting, people that were dying, people that were just like groping through the desert sands, hoping for a drink of water from somebody, and they're revived.
So that was 2020, Barbara Walters talking about what God did in the Brownsville Revival. And again, it's a longer report than that. It's easily accessible on YouTube. So it was an opportunity to glorify Jesus, and the media is going to report the way they report. But it was amazing how fair they often were, how much they let Steve and John Kilpatrick talk, or others of us that may have been interviewed in different settings, and the degree to which they heard testimonies from people. And yeah, they'd bring in critics and negatives and all that. Of course, they're going to do that, and we understand it. But listen, when you've seen with your own eyes what can happen, it's not hype. It's not worked up. It was orchestrated. Yeah, exactly. Just like evolution orchestrated the creation of the universe. Right, exactly. Just like nothing created everything. I truly feel bad for people that still, after all these decades, make these statements. But hey, every move of God has had its critics. In fact, if it doesn't, as Arthur Wallace said in his book, In the Day of Thy Power, if something claims to be a revival and it's not spoken against, check again to see if it's really a revival. And we've forgotten the names of the critics of the Great Awakening and the critics of the Second Great Awakening and the critics of the Welsh Revival and the critics of the Hebrides Revival, but they were all there in number. That's always going to happen. You bless, you pray for the best, you help clarify issues where people are confused. But friends, I'm an eyewitness to seeing how God could visit a place and thousands, millions of lives could be touched. What if God did that in hundreds and hundreds of places all over the nation? What if a greater wave of outpouring came? What if the shaking, the upheaval, the refining, all the shocking news we're getting every day, what if this is part of God's preparing for a deeper working of the Spirit? Oh, let it be so. We'll be right back. Hey friends, Michael Brown here. My delight to serve as your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. We are living in such urgent times today, friends, that all of us are in the line of fire. There's a target on your back. There's a target on my back. If you simply seek to live by biblical values or just conservative moral values, you could be canceled. You could be cast out. You could be put down. You could be silenced. I'm here to say, friends, that I am not about to be silenced, and I don't believe you are either. It is time for us to stand up. It is time for us to say enough is enough. It is time for us to push back in Jesus' name. Not fighting the way the world fights. No, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love, overcoming the flesh with the power of the Spirit, overcoming lies with truth. And that's what we're here to do on the Line of Fire broadcast. And friends, it's not just a broadcast. It is a movement of people around the world. God's people standing up saying enough is enough and saying, Lord, here we are. Send us, use us. I want to urge you today to join our support team because we are on the front lines together. And we are literally touching people around the world, in America, in the nations, in Israel. And together with your help, we're going to amplify this voice and spread this movement around the globe. So I encourage you, go right now to thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org. Click donate monthly support, thelineoffire.org. Click donate monthly support. When you do, you become a torchbearer. We immediately send you two great life-changing books. We immediately give you access to many classes I've taught. Others have to pay to take those. You get them for free. Exclusive video audio content, a new audio message every month, an insider prayer newsletter, 15% discount, our online bookstore, so much more. Join our support team today. Go to thelineoffire.org. Donate monthly support.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks again for joining us on The Line of Fire. If you would like to get on the program with me and talk about revival or ask questions, if you're a pastor or leader and you're wondering about things when the Spirit moves, give me a call, 866-348-7884. Okay. Early last year, I got on the air. And I said, I believe the beginning of the next wave of revival is here. It's in the early stages, but the beginning of the next wave of revival is here in America. It was roughly 8 days after that, that Asbury exploded, word of revival at Asbury College, and suddenly the whole nation was talking about it. You may remember that Tucker Carlson, when he was on Fox News, was going to go and cover what was happening. And the leaders at Asbury said, please don't come. And he said, when someone tells you we don't want the publicity and they're not nothing to hide, that tells you something genuine is happening. So that's, friends, that's the reality of where things are at there. I got calls, texts from pastors in different parts of America that on Super Bowl Sunday, to their shock, the spirit fell. And they had dramatic visitation. In some cases, the service lasted from early morning into the afternoon, and hundreds of people responded to the altar calls to get right. Others said, we're calling for just spontaneous night of prayer. We're calling for fast, and the building would be packed out, because people were coming, and they were encountering God, and then it kind of dissipated. There was something that lasted for some weeks. It dissipated. And there are other churches, they've been in a steady move. This has been happening. It's been some years now. This has been growing in intensity. Something's going on. And the fact that we are going from shattering news in the body to shattering news to shocking revelations, to it's painful. It's agonizing. There's much to learn from it now, which I hope to address in the days ahead. But in the midst of this, you can't deny there's a shaking taking place. You can't deny that there's a refining taking place. You can't deny there's a purifying taking place. This is why we get low, get low, get low, get humble, get low, deal with sin. Oh, it's essential. It's crucial on every level. Let God alone be glorified. Something's going on in that way. And if there's ever a time where America needed a fresh move of God, where churches needed revival, it's now. Remember, revival means bringing back to life. You cannot revive a rock because a rock was never alive. And that which is healthy and thriving and vibrant and full of life does not need revival. Remember, Jesus says to Ephesus in Revelation 2, I have this against you. You've left your first love. You're orthodox in doctrine. You've exposed false apostles. You are a good example in so many ways of what a church should be, and yet you left your first love, and you're in danger of losing your standing because of it. To Sardis, he says, you have a reputation of being alive, yet you're dead. To Laodicea, he says, you say, I'm rich, increased in wealth, have need of nothing, don't realize you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Oh, my. And this is the state of so much of the American church. We have so much outwardly in our big buildings, and I have no problem with big buildings. God can bless you with that, and you use it for the glory of God, so be it. But we've got our TV shows and our social media influence and our big budgets and our big every, and it looks big and healthy, and a lot of it's full of rottenness. Oh, God help us. God help us. I want to play a clip for you. This is Linda Cooley leading worship and singing the song, The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. And he talks candidly and openly about wondering, you know, what happened? Where's the reality and power of God? And this always blessed me deeply. It goes from that into Our God is an Awesome God. We may let that continue to play. We may fade it out at a certain point. But I want you to take in this moment from Brownsville. Again, it started Father's Day of 95, and with Father's Day being this past Sunday, came in mind just to celebrate what God had done. So check out and let the Lord minister to you through this song.
Upon you, because he has anointed you to preach good news. The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon you, because he has anointed you to preach good news.
to the poor.
This is the
key. To bind up the broken hearted. To the captive.
This is the year.
And to release the ones in darkness.
This is the year
of the favor of the Lord.
This is the day
of the vengeance of our God.
So many years, we the church have cowered in the corner. As people ask us, where is your God? Where are his mighty acts? Where are the things that happen in the Word of God? Where are the great miracles? And it seems for the last several years, we've just been a shell of what we could be for the Lord. And many of us begin to wonder and ask questions in ourselves. Is it really real anymore? Does God still do it? He is the Lord God Almighty. He moves in his time. He moves on his clock. He doesn't move according to what we want or when we want it, but he moves when he's ready to move. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us today, because he has anointed us to preach good news.
Yes, he is.
The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon us, because he has anointed us to preach good news.
Church,
he will comfort all who mourn. He will provide for those who grieve in Zion. He's pouring out his oil of gladness. Instead of mourning, we will praise the name of God. Hallelujah.
This is the year
of the favor of the Lord.
This is the day.
It's the day of the glory of our God.
This is the year.
Oh, of the favor of the Lord.
All right, that was from Brownsville Revival. And I remember I'd prayed and fasted for God to move and to awaken the church in America for years. And God had promised me in 1983 that I'd be part of a revival that would touch the world. It connected me with men of God like Leonard Ravenhill and David Wilkerson that only sharpened the focus and deepened the hunger and intensified the fire. And when I was in the midst of the outpouring, I would just weep weep because it was real. The thing I dreamt about and prayed for so many years, it was real. And then we knew we got to maximize the moment, hence raising up a school and training people so that they could be touched and go out and impact the world. And that impact continues. It even continues to grow in many ways. Let's go over to Raleigh, North Carolina. Laura, you are on the Line of Fire.
Hey there. Is it cool if I have my speaker on?
Well, go ahead. I think we can hear you.
Okay. All right. Hi. Thank you, first of all. I'm listening to you, and I couldn't help. I told several people, but a dear friend of mine a couple of years ago, I said, Mary, I feel a deep shift. There's a definite shift, a deeper realm. People are being, I know in my spirit, even my neighbors that were adamantly against even hearing about him, there's a change in their spirit, and I just pray that as you, that there is a mighty, mighty roaring of his spirit across this country, because it's so urgent, and it's like, I feel like I'm grasping out. We got to tell people. I'm like, I'm watching in front of my eyes running off a cliff or towards a cliff, and we have to reach out and get them. The verse, too much is given, much is required. He's coming to my mind, and I owe him my very life, and that's the least I can do, you know.
Hey, look, you're speaking. Hey, I've got a break coming up, but you're speaking for many in terms of the hour. We know how urgent the hour is. Political solution. It's a political year. Voting's very important. The election's important. But there's no political, right? It's a spiritual thing. We need a fresh move of God. Things are happening, a little stirring, but we got to get in our face, say, oh God, have mercy, and start the work in me. Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We will be right back. 866-34-TRUTH.
Are you or a cherished loved one finding it harder to remember names, stay focused, or maintain a positive outlook on life? Well, you're not alone. I'm Dr. Paul, and I have a critical health alert. Did you know that approximately 2 out of 3 Americans age 50 and older experience some level of cognitive impairment affecting their daily lives? It's a serious issue, but there's hope. Introducing Trivita's NeuroShine, brain support supplement developed by Mayo and Johns Hopkins trained doctors. NeuroShine is specifically designed to nurture the healthy development of brain cells and provide defense against neurodegeneration. Trivita's NeuroShine contains Bacopa Mineri, shown to enhance verbal learning, delayed word recall, memory acquisition, and reduction of anxiety. Studies also show an impressive 85% improvement in focus and concentration. Our clinical formulators included lithium orotate, a specific salt known to enhance mood, making you feel better and brighter. It also demonstrated to prevent cognitive loss. Trivita's formula includes pantothenic acid, playing a crucial role in regulating and synthesizing several neural pathways, ensuring comprehensive support of your cognitive health. Protect and enhance your cognitive health today with NeuroShine. Experience the difference in mood, memory, focus, and concentration. Trivita, your trusted partner in wellness, brings you NeuroShine to support a brighter and healthier mind. Sold only by Trivita.
To feel better and brighter, try NeuroShine for yourself. Order today and use promo code BROWN25 to receive 25% off your order. As a new customer, 100% of your order proceeds from your first order will go to support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. Call 1-800-771-5584, 1-800-771-5584, or online at trivita.com.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us. Remember, if you're not getting my weekly email, then you don't know the latest articles we've written, the latest videos we put out, so crucial to help you navigate in the craziness of today's world. So go to thelineoffire.org. Just click subscribe. It'll get you the frontline newsletter once a month and the weekly email updates. Okay, I'm going to go back to the phones. Rick, Deborah, others, I'm going to go back to the phones shortly. But I was looking online for something appropriate to play, and I thought this would be touching. So Steve Hill went to be with the Lord a few years back. Nancy and I still talk this day of, you know, what a loss to the body it is. But he burned brightly. Oh, gosh. 10 years ago, Steve went to be with the Lord. I can't believe 10 years ago. So he's a young man, just early 60s. And I was there speaking at his memorial service that was held at Brownsville Assembly. And they played a video of Steve's. So he's preaching at his own memorial service. So as it's playing, you'll hear reaction from the background. But he's in a cemetery preaching the gospel, something he had recorded for his own broadcast, and now it was being played after he had passed away. So this is Steve. This is the man I stood side by side for years and loved and appreciated. Let's listen together.
It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. That's Hebrews 9:27. It is appointment. You ever broke one? This is one you can't break, okay? No matter what you do, man. You can miss the dental appointment. You can miss the beauty parlor appointment. You can miss the doctor's appointment. But I want to tell you, the appointment with death, you ain't got no control over it. God has a time set for you. Now, I'm standing and I'm preaching to you from a massive cemetery. And this cemetery is hundreds of years old. And I was walking around this cemetery a few minutes ago and just reading some of the graves. And one of them said, "He's washed my sins away. Glory be to God." You know, stones like that, I'm going, this is good stuff. Now, I want to tell you what I want on mine. On mine, I want a little button that you can push. And I want on my tombstone, I want to be able to say, "Thank you, friends, so much for tuning into this broadcast. And I want to share with you right now what Jesus has done for me. Oh, yeah, I've gone on, and you're standing over my grave. But I'm not here. I'm with Jesus." And I just want to preach a little bit, okay? Wouldn't it be great if God came up to you and said, "Sammy, in 2.5 minutes, you're going to cough 3 times and roll over dead." Okay, wouldn't that be awesome? Wow, 2.5 minutes. Wow, Jesus, I'm sorry. I've been doing what I've been doing. And you know that bottle of whiskey in the refrigerator, Lord, that's just for guests. No, it's not for guests, Jesus. I've been drinking it. I'm sorry. And you repent and you get right with God and let him wash you away, wash your sins away, and then you go on to be with Jesus. Wouldn't that be marvelous? Okay, like a 2.5 minute warning? Ain't going to happen, my friend. When it's over, it's over. And you know, you may see me chuckling when I'm saying this. Is I live in a real life. I preach funerals all the time, and I wonder in this cemetery that is the resting place of thousands of people, I wonder how many of them were ready. Let me tell you, I'm going to read your future right now. You're going to die one day. Stand before God, and when you stand before God, there's going to be a judgment. You're going to stand in the courtroom of heaven. Every man, woman, and child that's listening to this broadcast, you are going to face the same God that everyone in this cemetery faced. You're going to stand before the Lord. And the righteous judge who knows every detail of your life, there is nothing hidden. And I want to speak to somebody right now. There's somebody watching this broadcast, and you think you got away with something. But my friend, you haven't gotten away with anything. Oh, he knows what's gone on behind closed doors. Okay, you haven't gotten away with murder. You haven't gotten away with adultery. You haven't gotten away with some type of evil, wicked thing that you've done, that embezzlement. You haven't gotten away with anything. There's always three witnesses, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You have not gotten away with a thing. And the Bible says one day, your sins will be shouted from the housetop. I'm telling you right now, God is watching you. He knows what's going on. It's time for you to bow your head right now and repent of your sin and ask Jesus Christ to change you. Yes, I'm sidetracking right now in this broadcast, but really I'm not. This is really what God wants to do. I'm slipping away from my message, speaking straight to you, my friend. You want to be ready for that final day? You better get ready right now. You want to be right before you get into the courtroom. Okay, you don't want to get right in the courtroom. You want to get right now. Ask Jesus Christ to change you. Pray with me right now. Say, Jesus. Say it out loud. Say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. Wash me, Jesus. Make me new. Be my Savior. Be my Lord and my very best friend. In your precious name, in Jesus' name, amen.
You know, I heard Steve night after night preach about the holiness of God, about the ugliness of our sin, about the power of the blood of Jesus. And it was hundreds of thousands, literally, at the altars, on their knees, on their faces, weeping, repenting, getting right with God, getting changed, and watched some of their lives in the years afterwards. So here it was, his memorial service, and it's a message of him preaching in a graveyard. Maybe he just spoke to you. Maybe God just used that clip to speak to you because you are not right with God. Because if you stood before the judge right now, you would be condemned as guilty, guilty. He knows every thought. He knows every deed. There is no hiding. There is no lawyer. Leonard Ravenhill always used to say it. Judgment day, there's no U-turn. No one's going to hold your hand. You can't hire some lawyer to appeal. It's going to be you and God naked in terms of everything being laid bare. The only hope is to say, I'm coming in the mercy of God and the righteousness of Jesus. If you know you need his mercy right now, wherever you are, just cry, God, have mercy on me. Ask him. If you can pray out loud, do it. If you got to do it silently where you are right now, if he's dealing with you, God, have mercy on me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Change me. I can't live like this anymore. I know I'm guilty in your sight. I know I deserve hell. Forgive me. Wash me clean. Give me a new heart. I believe Jesus died for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead. And I confess him as my Lord. I will live for you, God. I am your child. Bring me into your kingdom and wash me clean and take the guilt away. And give me power to say no to sin. If you truly do that, if you truly cry out, he will meet you. He will help you. He'll change you. And if you'd like some God's what next? Where do I go? Just shoot us a line at thelineoffire.org. Thelineoffire.org. He's merciful. If you've got a friend that you know knows the Lord, tell your friend, hey, I asked the Lord into my life today, and let him help you step by step move forward in God. All right, let me go to the phones. We'll go over to Franklin Square on Long Island. Rick, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. As you know, I graduated at Christ for the Nations Institute of Biblical Studies in Stony Brook.
That, Rick. Okay. I know you, Rick.
Yes. Boy, did we have a beautiful, the beautiful Holy Spirit resting on our school.
Yeah.
And back then, a lot of us were listening to Keith Green's music, and we just loved Keith Green back then. And what the Holy Spirit was so beautiful, he was just touching people indelibly there on the campus, whoever showed up there. But let me ask you this. Later on, after I graduated, this ugly Kundalini spirit came to North America in the mid-90s. And it is ugly and bizarre, nothing like we had experienced at Christ the Nations. It's just this ugly spirit. I went online and studied the Kundalini spirit, and actually Rodney Howard Brown's Kundalini spirit was actually being practiced by the Hindu gurus in India decades previously, those exact same weird, bizarre manifestations. And then it shows up in Toronto, and they renamed the Kundalini spirit the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I would like to ask you, Dr. Brown,
would you consider writing a book on the Kundalini spirit so that the body of Christ is not deceived by this ugly and bizarre spirit that has attacked the church here in North America?
Yeah, so here's how I would comment on that. I think it's really important to understand this, okay? That an outward manifestation is not a proof. In other words, someone shaking, someone falling is not a proof. Jonathan Edwards dealt with this at great length in The Great Awakening, because critics would say people are falling, people are shaking. They would have accused Jonathan Edwards and the move of God there as being a Kundalini spirit, okay? The question is, just because someone falls or shakes does not prove anything. It does not prove it's the Holy Spirit. It does not prove it's a demonic spirit. What you have to look at, and this is what I do in my book, The Revival Answer Book. So I've really addressed this and addressed what is right and what is wrong. Because something exists in the pagan world, there are pagan conversion experiences, but they're false. There are pagan visions and revelations and prophetic words, and they're false. There are pagan dreams and visions, and they're false. In the ancient world, the biblical world, and to this day, there are pagan tongues, and they're false. There are pagan power encounters and people shaking, falling, and they're false. They have nothing to do with the Lord. They're deceptions. They're of the devil. They're dark. And then there's the moving of the Holy Spirit in dreams and visions and words and power. And sometimes people overcome by the Spirit, shaking, falling. How do you judge? You judge by what is taught. Is it biblical? Examine the doctrine. Examine what's preached and taught. Is it biblical? That's one. Two, what kind of fruit does it bear? If it bears fruit of holiness and transform lives to the glory of God and the honor of the Word, then it's from above, not from below. God bless, friends.